Good evening. I'm David Crandall. This is a meditation to bring Gaia into a new balance by clearing any blockages in the north to south pole meridian line that runs through the center of the earth. This meditation is being presented on June 19th. Thank you all for being here. Our presenter next week will be Gary Chance. There is a word that I will be using in this meditation, dialectic. It is very hard to give an explanation for this type of energy creation. Just know it's a very powerful creation. Let us open ourselves now by taking a deep breath and chanting three ohms. Oh. Oh. For Earth to ascend, she needs to have meridians and pathways that are open. Up until about 1999, the meridians were open, but now many of them have closed. This was one of the transformational times on this planet, and the Arcturians instituted the idea of a new acupressure point on the planet. New meridians that could be established that would be totally connected to a fifth dimensional energy source. These new meridians would not be based on the existing pathways, but on an interaction with a higher energy force. These new meridians are based on the downloading of the 12 etheric crystals into the earth. They can be looked upon as acupressure or acupuncture points within the planet. They are then able to establish a positive energy flow between each other and all of them combined. Now, with the speed of thought, we will bilocate to the Ring of Ascension and form a circle to create a group of 40. Giuliano and many Arcturian masters are part of this circle. Please visualize this circle by everyone joining hands and just allow yourself to merge with your fifth dimensional body. We ask all 12 crystals to rise and sit on the surface in their geographical locations. Please visualize these 12 crystals on the planet now connecting and communicating with each other. This connection of the crystal energy then creates an energetic flow that is more powerful than the individual flow from each crystal. This energy flow can then be sent through an earth meridian to create a higher balance or create an energy that will help to loosen any resistance or blockages. So, in your mind, please visualize these 12 etheric points on the planet. And now visualize these 12 points being brought into an image of the planetary tree of life. The crystals are creating with the arcane power and attention of the group of 40 a powerful spiral of light that is emanating out of the ground and up into the atmosphere. It is now a beautiful holographic spiral of light. Visualize this as it spirals up to the North Pole. This spiral of light that we are generating is so very powerful. Remember, it is a dialectic force. It is far beyond what each of us can do individually. We are in a very powerful group energy field. You can imagine this spiral as being in the shape of the DNA spiral. This beautiful spiraling light is coming up from the 12 etheric crystals that are in the shape of the planetary tree of life. We have now created a dialectic energy force that is ready to be downloaded into the earth. We call now for fifth dimensional omega light to come into our holographic spiral of light. This light is then received by the Escalium mirror, a fifth dimensional etheric mirror that is directly over the North Pole. The mirror receives the light and the energy from the central sun, and it gathers it into a higher spiritual light. Omega lights. This is a great spiral of light that has huge powers of balance, huge biorelativity powers of helping energy flow through the earth. It has beautiful powers of bringing calmness and of bringing a balance that is in alignment with the powers of peace and calmness on the planet. It has the coherence of our thoughts, of our goodwill, and of our desire to bring the earth into higher resonance. Now, as a group of 40, we visualize together that this dialectic energy force field that we have just beautifully activated from the 12 etheric crystals, and we have it spiraling through the top of the earth at the North Pole, and we now gently inject it into the North to South Pole meridian. At the same time, we as a group will now place affirmations into the spiral to be downloaded into the North to South Pole meridian. Please, as a group, speak these words with intention and power. You are sending a vibrational energy field into the spirit of Gaia, and the spirit of Gaia has become accustomed to the loving language of humanity. Let there be peace. Let there be light. Let there be calmness. Let there be balance. Let there be life. Let there be harmony on the earth. Let the biosphere flow. Let the meridians of the earth be open. Let the sacred spots on the earth vibrate with love and light. Let the planetary cities of light vibrate and gain in intensity and power. Let this powerful healing group of 40 activate the energy to bring the Earth into the fifth dimension. We are activating a gentle and harmonious light that is flowing through and around the North to South Pole meridian. This energy that has been injected is calming and balancing. This energy is immediately flowing so that the major disruptive forces that might have blocked the meridian are now dissipated. This is a beautiful meridian. And we are sending this energy of balance and homeostasis now. Remember, as we go through this energy field in the North to South Pole Meridian, we are also going through the oceans, and the Pacific Ocean in particular. We are working with the feedback loop system of the ocean currents so that they are coming into a greater harmony with the biosphere. The flow of this energy from the 12 etheric crystals continues to be injected into the North to South Pole meridian. We thank Giuliano and the Arcturian Masters, and we look forward to connecting with them at the next meditation. We thank the crystals and ask the Arcturians to assist in returning them into the earth. At the count of three, we will thought project ourselves back into our physical bodies. And very importantly, remember to hold the attention to return fully aligned and grounded. One, two, three. Thank you all for this wonderful and very high level work.